from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the last one? Of all the wide receivers, I mean, I know Jamar hasn't been figured out, but he's only played for 3 years. I don't know. That one's kind of weird and wonky anyway. This is the big finish?
Apparently,
this is the main act. Brandon Ayuk? I hate saying his name like that because he's a fantastic player. And I will define what I mean by I'm out on Brandon Ayuk. Doesn't mean that I hate him. Doesn't mean in many ways that I don't want him on the 49ers. Doesn't mean I'll root against him if he does sign. It means that today, as of right now, if I were the 49ers, I would completely change the tone. And I would walk away and simply say, you know what we're offering and you know where to find us. And I would completely support if the 49ers decide to move in a completely different direction.
And trade him.
This is absurd.
And trade him?
And trade him.
Jeez.
This is absurd. This is now counterproductive. I don't see it matching. If you want to call it the risk reward, if you want to call it the ROI, it doesn't match. This decision-making process, this distraction is not only not worth $30 million a year, it's a lot less. It's a lot less. This headache is not worth the price tag. So that's what I mean by it.
Well, I wonder what the headache is like for them. It feels like the headache is more pronounced for fans and media members maybe than it is for the team. You haven't really heard.
You think?
I don't know.
Look at Kyle's face.
They seem to be moving forward with, Pearsall in a blue jersey, and you got Cowing returning kicks. And
they got no choice.
You got Chris Conley. Exactly. They've got no choice. Actually, they do have a choice, and the choice they should have made a long time ago is the choice they didn't make. And the choice they should have made is, all right, Brandon, if you don't want to come in and sign for what we're offering, then come in and play football on the fifth-year option. But they didn't do that. And so they have enabled this whole process through the trade request. And they went out there and tried to trade him. And they had deals in place. And the deals didn't work out. And yet none of that has actually borne fruit to where he's doing anything other than holding in. So, yeah. The headache has been largely created on their own, of their own doing.
Well, there's no question about the 49ers' miscalculations and misplays here, but that's all, in many ways, water under the bridge. So is whatever Brandon wanted in May and June and July and August. You know, we're about to reach September. There's a game 2 weeks from tonight. It matters a lot. I find this situation to be completely separate from any other holdout that we've watched before because none of those included trade requests and TikTok with quarterbacks from other teams and all of the things that we've been through this offseason with this. And that's just where I've arrived. I don't think this is worth it. And I look at Kyle Shanahan's face, and maybe it always looks like this. Kyle doesn't seem to really enjoy the hell out of talking to the press. Doesn't seem like his favorite 20 minutes of any given day. But there have also been sourced reports and articles written about how frustrated specifically Kyle is, not just with the situation, but specifically Brandon's behavior as a hold-in, all of it. Like, you can't convince me that the Niners aren't livid. And no, they're not perfect and innocent and all of that. But we are where we are, and we can keep up a tally of mistakes if we want.
Sure.
Or we can just be like, it's 2:17 on August 26th. There's a game 2 weeks from night. This is where I sit today. I'm out. This isn't worth it. He's phenomenal, but it's not worth this. It's right. Not worth it.
But they're not there, and maybe they will be by tomorrow. Well, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, they've got the roster deadline. So they've got 22 hours and 42 minutes to figure out who your 53-man roster is going to be. So between now and then, that will tell us a lot about where they are. Because if they really are out on Brandon Ayuk, then between now and the roster cut down at 1 o'clock tomorrow, they're going to make a move of some sort. And if they're not totally done with it, if the headache is not so bad that they can't work through it, then they'll have him on the roster and they'll keep working toward resolving it.
I don't know if it's that black and white, right?
It's pretty clear.
No, because you can have him on the roster and then address that a little bit later if whatever you're trying to do right now, and I don't even know what that is, but whatever they're trying to do now doesn't end up coming to be. You're not going to pop him. You're not going to cut him. You're not going to, like...
You might pop him.
No, I don't.
If he's hurt.
No,
but he's got a back issue.
But then you're paying him. I would, like, the Niners, to me, you can practice squad a couple of receivers. We know the other guys they're going to keep.
You can't practice squad him, though.
No, you can't practice squad him. But the two rookies are going to make the team, and Juwan's going to make the team, and Debo's going to make the team, and Chris Conley's probably going to make the team. And you keep Brandon as your sixth. And if this whole thing doesn't work out between now and week one, you pull someone else up or you go with those five. Like, I, assuming health, like, I don't think there's going to be some massive move made tomorrow short of either signing him or trading him, like, roster-wise. But I don't know that that also speaks to what their current emotional ability is to handle this or willingness to deal with this. I think it's a massive headache. I think it's a massive headache, and the fact that it has reached this week is incredibly problematic.
Right, and it's problematic, and it's not just Brandon Ayuk's fault, in my opinion, and we can play the blame game all we want about, you know, his demands and how they've changed and what CeeDee Lamb's contract today does for Brandon Ayuk's price, and I would not be surprised if Brandon Ayuk goes back to them again and says, well, price changed again, folks. I mean, that would not shock me. I'm not saying that it's right that he does that, and I'm not saying that it's good negotiating, but based on what we've seen, his price has changed, the negotiation has changed, it's been a five-month, if not a six-month journey of on-again, off-again, and here we are, August 26th, as we always check the date whenever we have this conversation, and now we're 2 weeks away from the opener, and yeah, it's a headache, and I'm sure that he would love to go out there and play football. And I know that they want him to play football for them, but this is the only one out there not done. Jamar Chase, fine. Looks like that's going to be pushed off into the regular season.
Yeah, he's practicing, so they can deal with that whenever the hell they want.
Exactly. But yeah. Brandon Ayuk, same thing. I mean, they could deal with it whenever they want, but he's not playing. At least Jamar Chase is back at practice, and Brandon Ayuk's not.
And Brandon was not seen there today either, which is against the norm that he had set last week.
Right.
He was at all the practices. He was down there talking to teammates. He took a flight to Las Vegas, hung out with Antonio Pierce for a while, and then today he's not there. I don't know. Like, again, it was the longest, reportedly, longest, most spirited practice of the entire camp today. Now, you telling me today's not a day? Today's different. I hate to break this to everybody.
It's the regular season.
Today is different. The preseason is over. Tomorrow's roster cut down day. The buildup to the New York freaking Jets is now. So this is a different day. So this is no about face. I'm not being over the top. I'm not trying to get a reaction out of you. I think this is a massive day. And based on the experience they have just had with Brandon Ayuk for the last 5 months, this to me has fallen off of the cliff. Today was the day. I set this day for a reason. It wasn't just because, hey, it's Monday. Today is a massive, massive day. And Brandon is still nowhere to be found and completely without reason, in my opinion, based on all the offers that have reportedly been put on his lap. To say no to all of them is unreasonable, in my opinion. And if you're going to be unreasonable, what's the definition of that word? We can't reason with you.
Yeah.
So you can be right in your opinion that the quote, and when I say you, I don't just mean you.
Sure.
The Niners need Brandon. I get it. But what are you supposed to do? He won't engage.
Yeah, like, he won't settle for what you want to, you're offering him.
Yeah, he's like Maverick flying around after Goose died. He won't engage.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want him to do.
I don't know what he wants and what they're offering. And, you know, it feels to me like the Niners have come up on the number that they're offering close enough to what he really wants to where he should be able to sign. But I can't put myself in the Aiyuk camp. I can't put myself in his agent Ryan Williams' shoes or TJ Houshmandzadeh, who's come on so many times and he's been so good with us with his time. And yeah, B.A. just wants to be paid and he wants to be a Niner. Well, it feels like the Niners want to pay him a lot and it feels like he wants to be a Niner. I mean, he showed up in Vegas.
Right.
He went out there and he did all the things and he was out there pregame dapping up Debo and Devontae and he was signing for the fans and B.A. was not like hiding from the fact that he's a 49er.
Would he have gone if they were on the road in Cleveland?
No, and I said that on Friday.
I know, right.
Yeah. Just,
yeah.
No, of
course
not.
I wonder how much that had to do with it. I don't know. 888-957-9570. Let's talk to you, okay? Austin in the city. Hi, Austin. What you doing?
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say this, man. Why you out on Brandon Aiyuk? He ain't did nothing but get better each year. This past last year, he only had 75 reception yards, over 1,300 yards. Imagine if he have over 100 yards, 100 reception. That's probably over 2,000 yards and probably 20 yards of catch and like 12 to 15 touchdowns. Like, come on, why are we out? He actually do more. He blocks. He's a complete receiver. Like, what's really going on?
Yeah, so like Austin, I agree with, if you're going to give me the back of his football card, I'm with you. Phenomenal player. Won't engage, won't sign, won't make a decision. I think I've been incredibly clear as to what my issue is with Brandon Aiyuk. This has nothing to do with how phenomenal of a player he is. I have sat here for months on this microphone and talked about how wonderful Aiyuk was. He was tremendous last year. Analytically, one of the best receivers in the game. Hell, he was on my fantasy team. I loved watching Brandon Aiyuk. The man won't engage. The man has been unreasonable this offseason, in my opinion, and arriving at today is different than all the other days. The regular season is here. This is not reasonable anymore. And so if the 49ers choose to move on, I totally get it. That's all I'm saying, Austin. I got nothing against the player.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I don't know, man. They need to get that man his money because he can be better than half his receivers.
They've offered him his money, Austin. They've offered it to him. Won't sign it. I mean, we got. Thanks, Austin. We got source reports as of last week. Oh, we're down to the, like, we got I's to dot on year four.
That's right.
Year four. Who the hell in the NFL cares about year four? Year four is always funny money. It's always funny money.
Ask Trent Williams.
There's none of these players who have signed. None of them care about year four or five. It's all funny money.
It's all the guaranteed money they want. And who knows what the guarantee is. And, you know, when you see CeeDee Lamb get $100 million guaranteed, and that's not the guaranteed. At signing, David Lombardi coming up at 4 o'clock to break down all of the nuance of that deal and of all the deals. And I think David will have a good amount of insight on exactly where the impasse is with Ayuk and the Niners, because it feels like the big number, the average annual value that they're close on, but is it the guaranteed number? Is that the sticking point? What is the sticking point between these two sides?
I don't know. And I love when people do, like, the latest Xfinity mobile text line. Thank you so much for listening and engaging in the show. The question is, Mark, how is Ayuk being unreasonable after you see what CeeDee just got? Here's how. Ayuk has been offered, reportedly, just a little bit less than what CeeDee just got. What's the issue here? CeeDee's better. CeeDee's the best player on his team. Brandon Ayuk, I don't like doing the option thing, but you've all admitted it. Like, Brandon Ayuk is like fourth in the game plan when Kyle sits down. He's not CeeDee Lamb. He's not CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's going number two in all of your fantasy drafts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.